Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with
Sherry Hera.
Yes, we are here this morning together. And I'm sorry I was gone last week, Sherry, but boy, you just had it. You're on
John
the ball.
John helped a little bit too.
Y'all are on the ball. It was so fun to hear you, and I know the listeners enjoyed all that information and digging down into the soil, like mm-hmm. I know we do a lot. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, like I said, and this is a co-op of locally owned nurseries here in the Houston and surrounding area outside of Houston. It includes Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You've heard from Anita. Mm-hmm. And you've heard from Peter. They're out in Katy. And Anita will be with us next week. Plants for All Seasons. We love Kelly. They are up off of 249. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They are south in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. And Nature's Way Resources go up north between the Woodlands and Conroe. Mm-hmm. And then Spring Gardens Nursery is also north, and they are more in the Klein area, right near Klein Oak High School. So we have got you covered wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. All over Houston. Yeah. Got the best of the best.
Oh, I know. And family-owned and operated, great staff and team members, and all beautiful locations. Mm-hmm. I love the way they're organized. I always talk about that, but, if we've got listeners who are maybe new at gardening. It's not intimidating to go to these places at all.
Not at all.
You can ask a question and it's all good. Mm-hmm. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. And this is a call-in. If you're just tuning mm-hmm. into us, you can call us at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number. Mm-hmm. I say it in my sleep, 281-833-3333. And good morning to everybody. It's September.
Yeah. It is September, and there's a hint of fall.
I'm so excited.
I think we've rounded the corner. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right. I know one of the weather folks posted, the calendar of August.
Yeah.
The hottest August ever. And I was like, okay, let's not look back anymore. Let's just look forward.
Right.
Come on. We're moving forward.
We still have a little bit,
will. Yeah.
A little bit more heat to deal with. But you know what? When 96 feels cool.
I was going to say, it is crazy when you're out. I'm out walking my dogs in the morning and I'm like, okay, this is nuts when I feel 96.
Yeah.
You can feel the difference.
Yeah. And just the lower humidity.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel like, okay, mm-hmm. it's coming.
There's hope.
So September's always one of those kind of in-between months. We survived mm-hmm. August and now you got to start planning. There's a few things that you have to do in September for your fall garden. But it's a great planning month.
Yeah.
And it's a preparation month. And you can really take advantage of your mornings and your evenings mm-hmm. when it's nice out to get some of the hard work done.
Right. The sweaty work that you wouldn't want to do in the middle of the day.
Yeah. So one of those things that you have to get done this month. You have to plant your tomatoes if you want fall tomatoes.
Yes.
And we're getting a little bit late once you get past midway in September. So don't wait. And don't start from seed now. Seed had needed to be started in July.
Okay, now is the transplant,
right?
So this
we're
weekend.
Transplanting. Yes.
Go get them.
So you
got
to get out to all your Home Show Garden Pros and get their tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited about tomatoes.
Yeah.
I did really well. I was very successful with my tomatoes.
Oh, we had a great spring tomato harvest.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to need to try some new ones. I just had regular, cherry variety.
Uh-huh. And
what was the other one? I think I did the... what's the one that Mary Nelson likes so much?
It's the Juliet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I tried the... So anyway, I did well on my tomatoes.
Yeah.
So that was exciting. So we've got to get those veggie beds ready.
Get the veggie beds ready. Get your tomatoes planted. Mm-hmm. And peppers, too. We still have time to do some peppers. But
transplants.
Yeah. Don't start from seed right now. Things that we will be starting from seed, and you can start putting some seed out for them, like all your leafy greens and your broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage and kale and all the leafy things. And then we'll have our root vegetables, carrots and beets as well.
Fun.
So we want to start getting that stuff
mm-hmm,
from seeds. Yes. you know, plan for that stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's get our beds ready for that stuff. Compost.
Yep.
Put your fertilizer out. Get your mulch out, and then we can start seeding.
And I did that a week ago. I filled up my bed again, you know, because it had sunk in a little bit. It's a raised bed, and I'm getting ready on that veggie garden. I can't wait for the peppers. I am just, I love my peppers. Mm-hmm. So great information for us to start our list for the fall. Mm-hmm. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. And when we come back, we will talk to you at 281-833-3333. We've got a whole list of items we need to go over with everybody, make sure they know about water restrictions. Mm-hmm. What are we going to put in our veggie beds? How do we deal with our water restrictions and our shrubs and our lawns? So let's kind of readjust to that, and we will talk to you after this at Home Show Garden Pros.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com. OMG! You have to be part of my life. The restroom will now be the royal room. What does this button do? Oh, yeah.
Dodo Intelligent Toilets with automatic lids, seat warmers, front and back wash, dryer, and self-cleaning wand.
And this button? Oh, my.
Sir, please don't sample the toilets in the showroom.
See the complete line of Dodo toilets and other fabulous appliances at bathsofamerica.com.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi there, gardeners. It's Shelby from Nature's Way Resources. I'm here today to tell you about our organic native hardwood mulch. If you want to protect your plants in the summer heat, our mulch acts as a shield against extreme temperatures, regulating the soil and keeping it cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Your plants will thank you as they thrive in the perfect environment. The best part about our organic hardwood mulch is that they break down. Over time, they enrich the soil with vital nutrients, promoting healthy root growth and lush foliage. Now, if you're worried about sustainability, with our organic hardwood mulch, you can garden with a clear conscience. It's sourced responsibly, ensuring minimal impact on the environment. It's a win-win for you and for Mother Nature. If you're ready to transform your garden into a thriving oasis, visit Nature's Way Resources in Conroe, Texas today and ask about our organic hardwood mulches. It's the secret to your gardening success. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I am Sandy here on Home Show Garden Pros with...
I'm Sherry.
With Sherry, the expert in the room. Sherry, Hera comes from Plants for All Seasons, but mm-hmm. she is the co-host of this show, Home mm-hmm. Show Garden Pros, which is super fun having you next to me like this.
I know. It makes it more... It's easier to talk when you're talking to someone.
It is. It is when you can see them. Yes.
Yes.
We wish we could see all of our radio friends, I but know, boy, right? That would be quite a room. And we are so happy that you're with us here this morning on Home Show Garden Pros. And yes, you have tuned into Sports Radio 610. And this is a call-in show. You can give Sherry a call. And in a little while, we're going to have Isaac mm-hmm. from Spring Gardens Nursery with
us. Beautiful location.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just love it. It's Rolly Hills out there in Klein. Right. And you can give both of them a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And, you know, driving in this morning, if folks were listening to the radio, they probably heard the news that Mr. Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett, has passed away at 76. It seems pretty young.
Yes, I think he had some illness, but
yes.
So this afternoon, all our parrot heads need to get out in the garden.
That's right.
Have a margarita.
There you go.
It's 5 o'clock. So you don't have to wait till this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, as he says.
Yes. Yes. That's for sure. So that's sad news.
A lot of great, great songs, great memories.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, surrounded by family. So we wish all of his family and his fans, mm-hmm. you know, well, and we will listen to some of his songs today and think about that. So we wish them all well.
Have a cheeseburger in paradise.
There you go. You've got all the songs. See, we need Chad and Charlie here too. They yeah. would be rattling them off like crazy. But you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
And we are talking everything garden. Whether it's a veggie garden or herb garden, or whether you're adding some new shrubs or you're going to need to add some new mm-hmm. shrubs.
And I think a lot of us will
yeah.
need that. My yard didn't struggle as much as some, because I've been so soil focused all these years.
Right.
But I think it's a good time for people to get out in their yard mm-hmm. and kind of assess
right.
where their problem spots are. You
and
know, it
why.
Might be the whole yard.
Right.
But, you know, start observing right now and look at areas that did good
mm-hmm.
and look at areas that did bad and try to figure out, you know, I do a lot of observation in the garden.
Yeah.
Not a lot of reacting, which I kind of sit back and just kind of go, okay, well, why did that fail mm-hmm. there? And 9 times out of 10, it's a soil problem.
Mm-hmm.
The next problem it would be a water problem. And the water problem comes in because of the soil. So,
right.
you know, it always roots back to the soil.
Right. Figure
and
out
so,
the why.
So, you know, we've got to, you know, is it good soil, but the sprinkler system wasn't hitting it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, or did I not do enough hand watering?
So, and she's talking about me. Because we were talking about that at the break.
I'm talking about a lot of people. So the sprinkler system is the helper, right?
Right.
But it's not.
Especially during this.
It, yeah. It,
you know,
it doesn't have
drought.
Eyes. It can't see where
right.
it can't hit.
Right.
So you've got to be in control of it.
Yes. And, you know. Well, and full disclosure. So Sherry and I were talking at the break about what I had lost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had some new landscaping, and I have found 2 shrubs that are history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been history for weeks.
Yeah.
I've left them there. I'm going to, you know, replace them. But it was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So I had.
And why was it your fault?
Because I had extended the bed late spring, and I sort of ignored the sprinkler system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't take that into consideration, like you said. And they were not getting what they needed. They may have gotten what they needed if we didn't have the
right, if
drought.
We were getting a little bit of rain.
And mm-hmm. I do hand watering, but I just don't think I, you know, it was just something that was sort of off my mind, or I wasn't really paying attention to.
Well,
it was
and
too
summer's
late.
Hard, especially
yeah.
if you have a life. And
yeah.
You go
yeah.
anywhere and do anything. Yeah.
And that soil in that particular area, I was having some issues with. You know, I built it up. It was all pretty. Mm-hmm. And then lawn people got in the way and things got blown away. And I never went and refed and remulched and all that.
The fall is the best
yes.
time to plant.
So
that
excited.
Is great.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of reasons why fall is the best time to plant in Houston. You know, we have a lot of people that have moved from other places in the U.S.
Yes. Good.
Fall is our second spring, as Anita says.
Yeah, we promise it is.
Mm-hmm. It's a fabulous time to plant. It's the furthest season from summer, which is our hardest season.
Yeah,
winter is not our hardest season.
Mm-hmm.
Roots grow all winter.
Yay.
So assuming you're planting the right plants, don't go out and plant a whole yard full of tropical plants. You know what you're planting, because
yeah.
tropicals have to be protected in winter. But if you're doing trees and shrubs, anything with a decent sized root, grass, it's a great time to resod, and there's going to be a lot of resodding.
Yeah, there is.
Because roots will grow all winter. Okay, the tops may not grow, but
mm-hmm.
roots will. And we're the furthest time from summer, which is our most stressful month. Our temperatures typically come down.
Yes.
Our rainfall goes up.
Perfect.
So it's a great time to do.
A great combination.
Yeah, and so fall is for planting. I mean,
yeah.
that is, we got to focus on that. So do your preparation, do your planning, do your
mm-hmm.
observation now. See what you failed with, understand why,
yeah.
and let's get out there
right.
and do some planting. And we'll talk about the reasons why we need to replant. Don't give up.
No, don't give up.
But we'll be back after this break. Our number is 281-833-3333. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
If you want your project done right, go to Trifection.
That's David. Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts.
We talked about a kitchen.
A Trifection specialty.
Right then and there is when Hurricane Ike hit.
And he means hit.
We had 9 inches of water.
So I called.
And he basically said, I'm your Huckleberry. Whatever you need, we're going to take care of it.
Whatever it takes.
So the remodel of the kitchen went to a complete remodel of the entire downstairs.
Built with form, function, and fit.
My wife loves it. She's very happy with it. So therefore, I'm very pleased.
That's our goal at Trifection.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Sandy and Sherry and soon Isaac a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Jump on the line. Don't be intimidated. This is an easy place to call in.
And we're nice.
We're
friendly.
And Sherry and Isaac, they will have so much good information for you. I am always taking notes. I'm like, oh, I need to do that. Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks for the reminder. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. It's a co-op of nurseries that rotate through here. And Isaac is from Spring Gardens Nursery, and he is rotating through the studio this morning as our Home Show Garden Pro. And having Sherry here is a second pro expert. So Sherry, you've lived this all your life, which is
my
wonderful.
Whole life. Yeah.
Your experience is just, it just oozes.
And you know, the great thing about gardening is you're always learning.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you said that because I sure am always learning.
Always learning. It doesn't matter how much experience you have. It doesn't matter what your education in horticulture is.
Yeah.
You will always be learning.
Yeah. Well, it's so fun. And it's a little mystery. It's a little science experiment.
Well, and that's my favorite part.
Yes.
You know, I did a little post about ants.
I know you did.
And at my own home, you know, I don't have ant mounds popping up all over the yard. But, you know, when they're foraging, they'll pop up in strange spots. And so on my back pool deck, I had an ant mound pop up.
Ah.
And then in the bathroom, there was ants that came in. And it's... And my husband's like, there's ants. And most people's gut reaction would be, let's clean them up and kill them. And I said, wait, we're gonna do a little experiment here. Which
And he's like, I'm moving out while you do this experiment.
I'm sitting on the ground watching them. I'm putting little piles of bait out. And within minutes, they are foraging. And when they're in a foraging mode, you can use a bait. And if you use a bait, it kills the colony.
Yes.
It doesn't just kill... You know, if you put an insecticide out,
it's just the guys who are walking on
it. It just kills the ones that are above the ground, and then they go into freak out mode and go, okay, nobody's allowed to go up to the top surface, and they go underground. So you think, oh, I killed all the ants.
Oh my gosh.
I took care of it with this XYZ product, right?
Yeah.
But you just drove them deeper.
Oh.
And they're not going to come back until they can send a scout up and the scout comes back alive, right?
Right.
And then they come up bigger and badder. And so if you can resist the urge to kill and get a good bait, I think I put Extinguish Plus on there. But there's several other baits, as long as it says bait on there. The bait, they'll take it down to the colony and start killing them. Within probably 2 hours, they had gotten all the bait, and I put some pretty substantial little piles out to watch them. Now, if you were in a yard, you would just kind of scatter it here and there. But, you know, I'm a nerd, and I wanted to sit there and watch it.
We were texting about this the other day. She was watching the ants, and I was retrieving a cicada out of the pool.
Yeah. So, anyways, they took it all to the colony. No ants. By the end of the day, no ants.
That is amazing.
At all. So, and there was no life in the mounds. And so if you can go about it the right way, we're good to go.
And like you said, observe.
Observe.
Let's figure out where they're coming from and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the reaction you said earlier, you said, don't react to everything.
Yeah.
And I like that. You kind of have to sit back and don't give up also. But, you know, find out what they're doing.
Where are they coming from? What are they doing?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, your post was great because it talked about the why, you know, and the what to look for. So that was very educational. Thank you for doing that. We talk a lot about soil.
Mm-hmm.
And really,
soil health.
Right. That is like the whole that's the whole, it all comes down to the soil.
Right.
It really does. I mean, soil and water, but soil mm-hmm. and our soil health. And you and I talk a lot about MicroLife. Mm-hmm. We love MicroLife.
Right.
So many products to choose from that are safe for your family and your pets and your lawn and landscaping.
And non-burning.
And you don't have to be afraid. Is this the right moment to do it?
Right.
You know,
you don't have to be regimented or on a schedule when right. you're using the MicroLife. It's like, okay, I want to get out and do something. I mm-hmm. want to improve my soil. I want to make my plants happy. Which MicroLife product can I use? And he's got a huge line of liquids and uh-huh. granules right. that you can use that are not only fertilizers, but amendments.
Exactly.
So every time you use them, your plants are getting benefits, but you're amending your soil at the same time.
And we're moving into the fall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is some certain times that we can use certain products that might benefit a little bit more. So moving into the fall for MicroLife, mm-hmm. what should I be looking at right now?
Well, for the lawn and even anything with soil, you can use all of his products anywhere. But mm-hmm. MicroLife Brown Patch
yes.
is very, very beneficial going into the fall because it is it's going to build the good microbiome, basically, mm-hmm. of the soil to fight off diseases, which Brown Patch, yeah. which now they call Large Patch, in the grass, is going to start rearing its ugly head, especially with all the stress that our grass has been through this right. summer. And so it's going to start, once we start cooling off just a tad in the evening and our rainfall picks up, you're yep. going to start seeing the brown patch or the large patch.
So it's a good time to get that.
It's a good
brown
time
and
to
white
put
bag.
That. Uh-huh. It's called easy. MicroLife Brown Patch. It's mm-hmm. a 513. You could get that out now mm-hmm. and water it in really good with super seaweed.
Yep. We talk about that a lot. Mm-hmm,
that's going to help break it down mm-hmm. and start activating it, stimulate the biology in the soil to break it down. And it's going to help prevent brown patch.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other liquid, I just recently used some of the Ocean Harvest. Mm-hmm. I use liquid seaweed all the time, and I thought, oh, I'm going to change it up a little bit just to give some more nutrients and
diversify,
give them a little something that they haven't had in a while.
Yeah.
So I use that liquid. And MicroLife is a product that you need on your shelf.
Right.
I mean, I would have super seaweed and say the 624 even mm-hmm. on my garden shelf all the time because right. sometimes there are areas in your lawn or landscaping that you think, I wonder what happened here. You know, that it's just different from another area. Sometimes yeah. you don't have to do the entire yard, but I love it as a go-to. So
yeah, I always have the Humates Plus in my little red wagon mm-hmm. that I drag around. So if you're this weekend, mm-hmm. if you need something to do, it's Labor Day weekend, right?
Hey, yeah.
Get out, put your Humates Plus, your MicroLife Brown Patch, and water it in with super seaweed. You will see results yeah. within 2 weeks.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And your soil and your lawn will be very happy.
Yes.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will talk to you after this.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we've got some callers coming in. We will get to you in just one moment. We were talking about soil. Mm-hmm. And another good thing that we need to remember about soil is aeration.
Yeah, and super important.
Very important this time of year. And we have Ricky from Best Choice Lawn Aeration. What a fun human. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is so focused and so enthusiastic about aeration because that's all he does.
Right.
You know, he doesn't try and sell you landscaping or anything else. He does aeration. And he will also put down compost
right
after he's done the aeration.
Right. And I don't know if any of our listeners have ever run an aeration machine, but it's very heavy. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of work for somebody to do. So they come out and do all the work.
Yeah.
Compost, top dress your yard. This is a great time to be doing it. So you should
get on his list.
Yeah. Get on his list. Give him a call. 713-890-9977. Easy number to remember. Get on his list now. This is a great time to do it before brown patch season. So that's getting oxygen down into the soil.
Yep.
And remember, funguses are anaerobic. Oxygen is aerobic. So we're going to get oxygen down in the soil, get the compost, get it stimulated and happy so that we can hopefully get through brown patch season or large patch season with no problems.
Right. Like you said, you know, our lawn is going to be stressed or is stressed. So Best Choice Lawn, Best Choice Lawn. And if you forget the name and you know you want to do aeration, go to homeshowgardenpros.com. We've got all of the everybody that we love on there. Mm-hmm. So Best Choice Lawn Aeration, great time to do it. Ask for Ricky. Get on his list because I do know he goes all over Houston. So
he's
going to
be super busy this fall.
Yeah. So go ahead and let's add that to our fall list of to do.
Yes.
Because we've been talking about things we need to get done. And he can do it. You don't have to worry about the equipment. Make the appointment and that'll be checked off your list.
You got it.
So Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Thank you, Ricky. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. And the us is Sherry and Sandy and Isaac. And we have Vincent on the list, on the phone. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, ladies. How are y'all?
Good.
I have a question that I've kind of been apprehensive to ask because I haven't heard anybody else ask it.
Uh-huh.
And that is, when my house was built, my yard used to be part of a cow pasture.
Okay.
And so I have coastal grass, I have Bermuda, I have all types of grasses that are in my yard, which now I really don't care for because I want a nicer plush yard that I can get rid of all the weeds.
Uh-huh.
What is the best way to start? I mean, I have tons of weeds. Do I target weeds? Do I target a type of grass?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's...
So do you have so St. Augustine in there?
A little bit.
Okay.
There's more Bermuda than there is St. Augustine.
Okay.
But...
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to go about it. You could do a complete kill off and a resod if you really wanted to. That's instant, right?
Right.
But really, by building your soil and changing your mowing practices, you can get a lot of the weeds out, even the Bermuda, and really promote that St. Augustine. So Bermuda, to be really lush and thick and beautiful, has to be mowed really short. So you want to, on your St. Augustine, you want to grow it tall and really loosen that soil, and that'll really promote the St. Augustine. Now, St. Augustine is the more dominant out of all of the grasses. That's why it's our main lawn here.
Okay.
So if you can really make that St. Augustine happy and maybe plug some more St. Augustine or take an area and resod a, you know, small area or a border of St. Augustine and really promote that St. Augustine, it will over time take over all of those pasture grasses.
Okay. Because it just seems so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, in the summertime, we get one rain and man, that grass jumps up to a foot high and you know, it's overwhelming. I mean, you almost need a tractor to mow it.
Yeah. And there are some, weed killers that you could use when the temperatures are appropriate for specific ones, like atrazine, which I am not a fan of that product. But it doesn't hurt your St. Augustine. It does damage Bermuda. That's one way to go about it. I personally wouldn't go that route.
Mm-hmm.
More broadleaf weeds that could be lawn competing, you could use different herbicides. What part of town are you in?
I'm actually in the north part. I have really sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
Really sandy soil. So where that Bermuda grows, that's all that's there.
Yeah.
And it's just strictly sand. And I kind of want to avoid not having any grass at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I killed the Bermuda, but
yeah, and I think you can make the transition. Yeah, you can make the transition into more of a St. Augustine. It's just going to take time and a little bit of effort. You know, you're going to have to change that soil from more of a sandy soil to more of a rich organic soil just through compost top dressing.
Okay.
Okay.
So that helps with the soil.
What's the best time of year to do that?
Anytime.
Anytime?
Yeah, really anytime. I wouldn't do it when we're in the middle of a freeze or if we're in the middle of a drought. That being said, we're kind of next week we're going to start getting rain and you can do some watering. But a good, you know, quarter of an inch to half inch thick layer of a good high quality compost, not a topsoil. You already have sand and clay mixed in. You don't want to add that. So definitely get a good compost. If you can splurge for the leaf mold compost, that is going to get more bang for your buck right there.
And you can get it in bags, but you can get it in large shipments from Nature's Way Resources between Woodlands and Conroe.
Oh, that'd be great.
It is a beautiful product.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. And Sherry, basically you're saying, okay, get that done ASAP.
Yeah.
Get a load of that, put it all over the top of the St. Augustine, everywhere that you're going to want your grass.
Yeah. And if we can change that from a more sandy soil to a more compost-rich soil, and like I said, that does take time, but then you can fight it from the soil instead of killing the top and then changing the grass, if that makes sense.
Right.
And then the St. Augustine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep, and I'm always available. You can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and send me your information and pictures, and then we can kind of hone in on certain areas as well. Yeah.
Right. Well, thanks a lot, Vincent. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste, just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Connecticut water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. Aquatexwater.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we've got Isaac in the studio. But first, we are going to be talking about Landscaper's Pride, one of our favorites.
Yes. And, you know, we were just talking to the last caller about what he can do to his soil, and we were saying compost top dress.
Yeah.
Landscaper's Pride has a fabulous compost called Healthy Soil Compost.
Yay.
That you could put out that would change the structure of that soil. But another thing you could do is add it to your fall vegetable garden, because fall is my favorite time to garden in Houston.
Because you can get so much done.
Yeah. So adding a good layer of compost to the top of your garden beds is going to be the best thing that you can do to get started. So get out and get your compost in the garden right now.
Right.
And then we have to follow it up with a good layer of mulch. And
the black velvet.
Black velvet is a great mulch. But, you know, Landscaper's Pride has 27 different bags. bagged products. So they have other mulches you could do. They have a beautiful cedar mulch.
Oh, nice.
A pine bark mulch. So if you wanted to kind of diversify and change things up, other than the black velvet, there's other products that you could get. You know, if there's a look you're going for, or a benefit from a different type of mulch, like acidification or... cedar has a slight insecticidal quality to it, so it'll repel some insects as well. So there's always a product, you know, when you have 27 bag goods.
Right, right. And don't be overwhelmed because they're very specific. I mean, it's a wonderful company just north of Houston and
20 years in business.
Yeah.
So you know they can do something right, right?
Right. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry Landscaper's Pride products. Just ask one of the pros as you walk into the landscape, into any of our Home Show Garden Pros, and they can guide you on Landscaper's Pride because we all love that. Love the products.
And they have their Gardener's Magic, their Landscape Mix, and their Crafted Soils. So they are blended with high quality products to perform different...
Right, a specific task.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Landscapers Pride. We love their products.
Yep. For more information on Landscapers Pride, you can go to landscaperspride.com or Home Show Garden Pros.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Landscapers Pride. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. We've got calls lining up, so get in here before so that you can talk to Sherry and Isaac. And good morning, Isaac. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We are doing great. It's wonderful to have you with us.
I apologize. I had some technical difficulties with the clean feed.
No problem. You know what? That technology thing, it can be a pain sometime. But we are so thankful you're here. And Isaac is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning from Spring Gardens Nursery. Thank you very much for being with us.
And, no problem.
Yes. Now, Isaac, we have already got somebody who'd like to talk to you. Jeremy is on the line. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, ladies and Isaac.
Yes, happy Saturday to you.
Thank you. Listen, I think I have a fairly simple question. I've got a corner of my backyard in the Baytown area. It's probably about 50 square feet that is packed with elephant ears.
Oh, yeah.
And my lovely bride does not want them there anymore. She wants to put some nice big plumeria that we have in that corner. And I don't know how to get rid of the elephant ear. After Yuri, I tried to dig up the bulbs, but I mean, you can't get them all.
Yeah.
So how do I kill that without it coming back?
Yeah.
If you have any suggestions.
So getting rid of elephant ears is a task, and it's going to be a task that you're going to have to commit to.
over the long term,
yeah, do the big initial dig and then just go out with your shovel every week, and if you see another one come up, get it. And you're just gonna have to stay after it or hire somebody to come and, you know, dig a huge area out, which would be a lot of work. But unfortunately, there's not something that you could just spray that's going to keep a bulb from coming up. You have to have foliage present for a lot of the non-selectives to work. That and that's kind of a time commitment as well, because you have to leave the area blank so you could go out and spray a non-selective herbicide through the whole growing season. So you would lose a whole season. So I would say go do the backbreaking work again, dig them out, and then just, like I said, stay on top of it. Just dig, dig, dig until you, you know, it's like I say, play whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right.
Isaac.
Okay, I was afraid that was going to be the answer.
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jeremy.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Well, Isaac, so hello again. Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have Isaac and Sherry in the studio taking your calls at 281-833-3333. So, Isaac, tell me about what's hot topic at Spring Gardens Nursery?
Besides the heat?
Yeah, I know, but we're moving forward. We are going to see breaks in the heat.
Right. Right now, we just built a brand new shade house.
Nice.
In front of our nursery, so you can come and get some shade and
Beautiful.
Enjoy the weather.
I can't wait to see that because it is a beautiful location. Lots of sun, but I love all of your selections. So we need to go out there and check that new area out for sure. There's always so much to choose from out there at Spring Gardens Nursery. So, Isaac, when we return, let's talk and touch a little bit about the drought. I know we've had, you know, the bad weather, but we're moving forward. But we also have restrictions all over the listening area.
Yeah.
So let's kind of touch on that, on things that we can do. So Sherry and Isaac, when we return from this break, let's figure out how we can help folks with these restrictions on water after this.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch, off 521 in Rocheron. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. It is so hot and dry, and it seems like no end in sight. So why are fruit trees and succulents on sale for Labor Day weekend? Because we are about to enter our second spring. Did you know that right now we have a longer growing season than if you lived in Alaska during their spring? So let's get prepared for the upcoming cooling temperatures and increasing rain chances by taking advantage of our sale on fruit trees and succulents. Second spring is a much less stressful time to plant anything. You have two options after buying your plant. Wait and keep it in its pot and take care of it, of course, or plant it now and monitor it carefully. Come on out Labor Day weekend and stock up. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You can find us. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Thank you for joining us this morning. I hope you're enjoying a nice cup of tea or coffee or orange juice, making your fall list. And that's what it's all about right
Observing
now.
Observing your garden.
There you go.
Lots of observations to be made right now.
Yeah, fun walking around. So, Isaac, we were talking about the restrictions that we're in now. I know Houston is in a level two or some sort of the water restriction that they're calling it. And basically, it's twice a day that we're allowed to water. Specific times, of course, early in the morning. So I encourage folks to go to Home Show Garden Pros Facebook page because we posted the Houston guidelines. We don't want you to get in trouble. Let's just, you know, all do our part in this. And it gives you, you know, your address, whether you're even or odd, and what days you can water. But basically, it's twice a week we can water, Isaac. And early mornings, like I think they said from 7 p.m. until the a.m. the next morning. So how do we work with this? How do we keep everything alive with 2 days a week of watering? Isaac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can water. Make sure I hear those times again. 2 days a week and from what time to what time?
Yeah, so depending on if you're an odd or even address, but it's 2 days a week. Like for my house, it is from 7 p.m. Sunday until, I believe, 5 a.m. Monday. And then the same thing on Thursday in the middle of the night.
And so I don't like to water at night, but with these water restrictions, during that time, so if it's from, you know, Sunday night to Monday morning.
Yes.
I would try to, you know, get a good soaking, but maybe water, like you and I talked before, cycle and soak. So you can, you know, water for 30 minutes, let it soak in for a couple hours, So you could maybe water for 30 minutes and then water again 3 or 4 hours later and do that two or three times throughout the night.
Okay.
And the aerating will definitely help. It'll help that water really go down into the roots where it needs to be instead of running off, because you don't want your water to run off. You want it to go down into the soil.
Right, right. Well, and that's a great idea, that cycle and soak, because it gives you plenty of hours. Mm-hmm. So that we can get some water in there. And then you can also hand water. The restrictions are not restricting that. So, you know, if you're out there hand watering some specific...
Yeah, and I think they have to verify that. I think it depends on which district you're in.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can do the hand watering.
Okay. Which city? I think Houston you can, but look at the restrictions for sure.
Yeah. I know I'm in the Fairfield area, and we have... 2 weeks ago, it was voluntary, and now they've moved it up to mild.
Yes.
I'm not sure what mild means.
Well, yeah. Ours is definitely level 2, and we can only do it twice a week.
And we have rain on the horizon.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Tomorrow, I think it's 40%. So, you know, hopefully we don't have to worry too much about more restrictions.
Right, right, right. But go ahead and get your... sprinklers adjusted to that, because I want everybody to, you know, do their best on it. And Isaac and Sherry, we have got a couple of callers waiting in line for you guys. We have Maureen and Justin. Maureen, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just dreaming about the future.
I know, I know. Eyes forward. Yes.
Okay. So I'm about to go out and seek some tomatoes. I like one of them that is an acid tree. And so I have to be able to be ready to bring it home and do whatever it needs. Because it's so hot, I was thinking, and I need you to make suggestions if this is not good, of putting it in a large pot, transplanting it, so that I have some control about watering and about how much heat this poor little plant or plants can handle. Should I put it right into the garden?
Isaac, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I love container gardening. You just have to understand that you're going to have to water it more often. It's going to dry out quicker. There are some benefits to it, but there are also some drawbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and me, I'd rather get it planted where it's going to grow and get it rooted in there. And just hand water anyways. You're going to have to hand water. It can take the full sun and it can take the heat. That's not an issue. Okay. So as long as you can water it, I would say just go right into the ground.
Yeah.
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 I'm excited about the tomatoes, aren't you, Maureen?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, well,
I like the little ones and the slicing. But I've done very well with a tomato plant. It's a pear-shaped small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like snack food. Mm-hmm. And so with the low acid, that's important to me.
Yeah. Is it like a Sun Gold?
I want it to be ready.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the little Sun Gold tomatoes. So yeah.
Is that a low acid?
It is.
I'll keep a sharp eye then.
Well, good. Another one to choose from. Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, Maureen. And good luck on those tomatoes.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. 33333, and when we return, we will talk with Justin.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Alleviate stress by enjoying the outdoors as much as possible during these summer mornings and evenings. When you offer Mother Nature the goodness she richly deserves during these hot summer months. Be kind to all that's growing by bathing them in MicroLife's all-organic fertilizers and supplements packed with nutritional solutions and biological support. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Heading up
to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You can give Sherry and Isaac, Isaac is from Spring Gardens Nursery, a call at 281-833-3333. And we welcome everybody here this morning for joining us on Home Show Garden Pros. What a fun time. I just love learning so much from our Home Show Garden Pros. And good morning to Justin. Justin, what do you have for Isaac and Sherry?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
So my question is, I just moved into a new neighborhood in Magnolia, and there is a ton of deer in that neighborhood. So I'm kind of struggling a little bit. I love the deer. I love seeing them and watching them, and but I also love my landscaping and my plants.
So
it's a little bit of a struggle. I don't have much landscaping at the moment, but I would like to start adding some. And didn't know if you had any suggestions on any methods or products for deterring the deer from my plants, mm-hmm. or if I just need to try and stick with some plants that the deer don't tend to go for.
Yeah. Well, Isaac, I know you've lived out in the country at times. What sort of strategies do we have for deterring our deer from eating plants? Are there certain shrubs that we can use, or how can we manage this?
Well, one I would, like Justin suggested, is have some landscaping that is, you know, there's nothing that's deer-proof, because, you know, if they're hungry, they'll eat about anything. I would have some, you know, deer-resistant plants, and they make a couple of products. There's one called Deer Scram. It's like a liquid that you can spray in your plants. One that I really like, and they make it here locally, is Huactinite. And you can put it out on your, you know, your turf, in your shrubs, in your beds, on everything. And it has an odor that will help keep the deer away.
Hmm.
Okay.
What are some deer-resistant plants that you're talking about? What could we, that are, I guess, more resistant? I guess it's not completely, but what
yeah,
are some?
Yeah, like the lantana. Rosemary, wax myrtles, anything that kind of has like an odor to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, odor, like odor and texture, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that help,
lemongrass
Justin?
Lemongrass is another good
one.
Oh,
lemongrass, uh-huh.
Yeah, and Texas A&M has a great list put together if you just get online and put in deer-resistant AgriLife.
Uh-huh.
You'll find a list. But like Isaac said, that when they're hungry, they're going to eat everything. And when the pressure for water, too, is high, they're going to come into your yard.
Yeah.
So plant them, but just know they'll still nibble.
Yeah.
And then there's also something called camouflage gardening.
Really?
And so that's planting aromatics like society garlic, rosemary, like Isaac said, throughout the yard, and it kind of deters them. And then as well as putting out like the Huactinite and Milorganite products, which is made from recycled human waste, so it has that human smell to it,
gotcha.
To the deer, and that will kind of push them out too. So there's
last resort, you can use lead repellent.
Oh, yeah. If you're home, no, yeah, I don't think you can do that.
Oh, lead repellent. Oh, I just got it. I was what is he talking about?
It took Sandy.
not Bambi.
I said last resort.
Yeah. I like the lantana and rosemary better. Yeah.
Open season in your yard.
Right. Well, enjoy the beautiful nature. I mean, what a lovely privilege you have out there. So good luck with that, Justin. And
keep
us posted.
Well, it's funny because I actually had a customer come in from the Woodlands, and she was kind of upset about the same thing, but that she has neighbors that are actually pouring out corn in their yard to attract the deer.
Oh, no.
And that creates a problem because then they just become like, they just become like, okay, well, feed me.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to put the corn out,
that's my buffet.
Yeah, and it retraces their patterns, right? So they're like, okay, I'm going to go over here and get food here, and then I'm going to go eat this person's plants. And,
right. It's not just, they're not
they're
just
creatures of habit. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, it reminds me of the little armadillo that I keep feeding with my microlife. He enjoys that too. Well, that was a great call, and thanks for the information for him. It helps everybody figure out, okay, you know, there are different varieties for different reasons too. Mother Nature is really smart. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we like unfolding Mother Nature and figuring out what's going on out there. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. We've got Isaac and Sherry in the house taking your calls and your questions about your lawn and landscaping after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.